Thank you, Dave Obie, for inspiring me.
Senator Tammy Baldwin joined a long list of political heavyweights at the center's grand opening at UW-Marathon County, the school Obie attended in the 1950s. Florida Congresswoman and chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, said the key to Obie's success was his ability to compromise.
His effectiveness was legendary, and it was a thing of beauty to watch. To see Dave in action, to see him, even in his curmudgeonly way, to reach across the aisle and build the relationships that you knew were the key to actually getting things done.
Obie represented Northern Wisconsin's 7th District for 41 years. His successor, Republican Sean Duffy, praised the bipartisan spirit of the event.
No one is knifing or throwing punches. People are shaking hands, giving hugs, and getting along. And that's what it's supposed to be about. People can disagree about politics and policy, but you have to have personal relationships, which is, I think, what the theme of the Civic Center is all about.
Dave Obie says the goal of the Civic Resource Center is to convince young people that it's worthwhile to get involved in politics.
When I was on this campus, we didn't have Medicare. We didn't have Medicaid. We didn't have the Clean Air Act. We didn't have public broadcasting. It's a mighty changed country. We didn't have a civil rights bill or a voting rights bill. And all of those things came to pass because people gave a damn and they worked hard.
The center will provide access to more than 2 million of the congressman's papers. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.